The Office of Management and Budget and Office of Personnel Management have a huge task on their hands, overhauling the federal security clearance process and setting up a new agency to lead the charge. The National Background Investigations Bureau will take over security clearance processing from the Federal Investigative Service. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco joins me now to discuss what she's hearing from experts in the clearance field. And Nicole, what has been the response to this new program been like? What are you hearing about this creation of the new agency that you reported on last week?
We're hearing some reaction from members of Congress. The one thought that we've been hearing is the only thing the administration is really doing here is just creating another government agency. House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz was pretty vocal on that opinion. He says just creating a new organization doesn't actually do anything. But overall, I'm hearing mostly positive reactions about the plan to create a completely new agency. The biggest praise I've been hearing is the idea of elevating the role of this agency. It's called, to remind everyone, the National Background Investigations Bureau. And the response that I've been getting is that it's specifically elevating the role of the director of the new agency. Michael Daniel, he's the cybersecurity coordinator of the National Cybersecurity Council, says that the new agency will have a good amount of what he called operational autonomy. And a few people said that's a good thing. Charlie Sowell is the Senior Vice President for System and Software Engineering Solutions at Salient CRGT, and he is a former senior advisor to the Director of National Intelligence.
By creating a new bureau, the government has placed, real focus and accountability, in the NBIB. Certainly giving a political director, creating a new political position, a political appointee position, gives it some gravitas. And, that political director will have to get through, confirmation, presumably.
And what about the timeline for this program? It sounds like something kind of complicated to set up. And what are you hearing about when this could all occur?
So that seems to be the big question here. Exactly how long will it take to stand up this new agency? And possibly more importantly, how long will it take for DOD to build all of these systems? Charlie Allen is a principal at the Chertoff Group. He's also a senior intelligence advisor at the Intelligence and National Security Alliance. And he's a former undersecretary for intelligence and analysis at DHS.
I think there has to be significant speed, and there has to be a lot of energy going into a new administration. Now, this is an important issue. I would say we need to have things up and running in a year. After all, the Transportation Security Administration was set up and was up and running in 6 months. Now, they had endless money and they had plenty of resources to do that, and I'm not arguing that it should do, that this can be accomplished in 6 months, but we should have a significantly improved posture for background clearances a year from now.
Now, OMB didn't want to get into a specific timeline last week yet, and that's because OPM is supposed to first set up a transition team. That team is responsible for setting up the timeline for the agency and for building the system. And I've been hearing it's all about this transition between old and new. How will the administration transfer the work that the current agency, Federal Investigative Services, is already doing to the NBIB? Federal Chief Information Officer Tony Scott, he reiterated this multiple times, that all of this will happen in stages. Now, Sowell says he can't see a scenario where this program is fully functioning before 2020, but it won't take long to actually stand up the NBIB.
I think you'll see a much faster implementation of standing up the NBIB. In other words, to whatever degree it requires badge flipping between the existing Federal Investigative Services employees to the Bureau employees, that's going to take some time, but it's nowhere near as difficult as building the new system. So I wouldn't be surprised if the NBIB is fully up and running within the course of the next year. But even that said, you got to keep in mind, there are hundreds of thousands of background investigations that have to be kept going throughout this entire transition process. So the show must go on. And the show is behind schedule as it is. There are hundreds of thousands of cases that are backlogged. It's hard to imagine that backlog is going to miraculously disappear while you're transitioning the organization and while you're transitioning the system without a lot of energy and a lot of money.
That was Charlie Sowell. He's a senior vice president for system and software engineering solutions at Salient CRGT. And you heard him mention the backlog, and OPM acting director Beth Cobert says that they're hiring 400 new investigators to process background investigation applications. But Sowell says that's not enough. Now, the sense that I'm getting here is that getting rid of this backlog is going to take a lot of time, a lot of money, and it'll take some major IT upgrades to make this process for getting a clearance or getting reinvestigated go a lot faster. Now, Colbert says that's the intention overall. The new IT system will solve some of the root causes behind the backlog anyway. So as we know, the Defense Department has been charged with designing and building, securing and operating the new IT system. Specifically, DISA is responsible for a lot of this. And the general sense is that while DoD has a lot of experience securing systems, there's no doubt about that. It's had experience in the continuous monitoring realm. The key here is getting this right. DoD has piloted a lot of projects behind continuous monitoring before, but can they get the requirements right? Can it work with OPM and OMB on this? I asked DoD about the system, and what I got back was that the DoD CIO and DISA, along with OPM, are still in the initial stages of reviewing the Federal Investigative Services and its subsystems. So DoD expects that significant portions will be redesigned, but it's still too soon to tell whether or not the current FIS system will be reutilized for DoD operations.
So they don't know whether from the NBIB standpoint, whether or not they're getting a jalopy or a sports car when they inherit all of this apparatus.
Right. So the sense I'm getting is that they don't yet know the scope of how big this project is going to be. Now, Alan questioned whether or not the money to build that system is there. The plan right now is that President Obama will ask for $95 million in his fiscal 2017 budget. That'll be out any week now. And that money will go to DoD to get this system started. Alan says that's probably not enough.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. And what kind of leader do you feel or have you heard should be the director of this new agency? What kind of person, what kind of experience, qualities will that person need to lead this amorphous, so far, organization?
So first, we should say that there's no sense yet of when this person will be appointed to lead the NBIB. And will it be in this administration or the next? No one is sure yet. But several different qualities were thrown out there. Here's Alan.
You've got to have someone deeply experienced in policy, program management, a person with broad experience in the national security sector, and with intelligence and security broadly. There are a handful of people that have this experience. This has got to be a very much an apolitical presidential appointment. It must be. This is not has nothing to do with party politics. This has everything to do with U.S. security. So it's going to take a recognized manager and understand some of the cultures, the individual cultures of the intelligence community, the Department of Defense, and the national security sector generally to be successful, in my view. And you've got to be a very strong program manager.
Some other attributes that I heard here, this person will have to work with Congress, with OPM and the OPM director, also with OMB, the administration in general, to make sure that the agency has the funding that it needs. That could be a big issue here. And I also heard that dedication and passion for the clearance process in general will be huge. But the thing I heard the most is that this is a huge undertaking. Probably heard more questions than answers when I looked into this. And this new agency can't afford to make too many mistakes.
So Charlie Allen was right in making the analogy with the stand-up of the Transportation Security Administration. There was some apparatus already there, maybe a little bit more urgency for what they added. But we did have magnetometers and people standing to screen you getting on planes. But the expansion of it in that short period of time was really tremendous. And it wasn't all that smooth. So maybe that is a good analogy. And maybe it'll take almost as long as that took, do you think?
The thing that I heard the most, getting the agency in place, getting the personnel there, that won't take too much time. That won't be a huge lift for the administration. But I think the big question here is around this IT system that DoD is charged to build and whether or not that'll work and what those requirements will be and how big the project will be in general.
All right. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, thanks so much for that update.
Thank you.
Read Nicole's story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.